Sherlock Holmes and the Ghosts of Bly and Other New Adventures of the Great Detective by Donald Thomas. Narrated by John Telfer. 1. The Case of a Boy's Honour. Chapter 1. Those of my readers who have followed Holmes and me through our investigations of the case of the Greek key and the case of the Zimmerman telegram will know of our friendship with Admiral of the Fleet Sir John Fisher. At a glance, he and Holmes were quite unlike. Holmes was a private man with a fame he would gladly have avoided. Fisher was a public figure. He was in the limelight as the creator of a modern Royal Navy in the years preceding the War of 1914 to 1918. Before that, he had supported the building of HMS Dreadnought and her sister battleships when Germany had not laid a single keel of such a titan. His foresight ensured Britain's supremacy at sea during the dangerous decade to come. Not everyone admired Sir John Fisher. A man cannot uproot and reform the Committee for Imperial Defence without making enemies. Government officials do not like abrupt demands for a modern navy in a modern world. Few are comfortable with a naval policy of hit first, hit hard, and keep on hitting. To Mr. Asquith's cabinet, this was very close to Fisher's advice to King Edward, that the Royal Navy should sink the Kaiser's high seas fleet at its moorings in Kiel Harbour without a declaration of war, and offer generous terms among the ruins. Holmes and Fisher certainly shared the character of a troublemaker. Each was unconventional and unpredictable. Fisher vexed and irritated the politicians and Admiralty officials as surely as Holmes got under the skin of Scotland Yard. The two men recognised this quality in one another and built a comradeship.